Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is what must I do? And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of John chapter 6 and verse 28. Then they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Sometime last week as I lay down on my bed, I heard the words, what must I do? It kept echoing in my spirit. I knew God was trying to tell me something, but I was not sure what. I began to search out instances in the Bible where people asked this question, and I came up with a couple of them. I looked through these scriptures, but was still unsure what God wanted me to do with this. So I began to ask God what he wanted me to do. As the days went by, I began to understand what it was God was trying to speak to me. And it will be an honor to share this reminder with you. But before I go on, let me share one thing I noticed when I did the scripture search. I noticed that everywhere in the Bible this question was asked, it was answered in great detail, leaving the one who asked it in no doubt of what they should do. As I pressed in prayer, the Lord made it clear that he wanted me to ask him the question, what must I do? Let's backtrack a bit. A few years ago, the Lord taught me about lanes. He explained to me that life is like a race and that every individual was on a distinct lane and running a different kind of race. He taught me that some people were running marathons, others sprints, others relay, etc. He then went on to counsel me to focus on my own race. He warned that looking too intently at other people running their own race could derail me and cause me to fall out of mine. He ended by saying, focus on your own race. Every time I have been tempted to compare myself with others, I remember this counsel from the Lord and I remember his warning and I do a mental reset. What does this have to do with our topic today, you may ask? I'll tell you. The Bible tells us that it is God that maps out our race for us. Ephesians 2:10 is clear that there are works we should do that are prepared for us by God. What God was saying to me and now invariably to you is that you must seek his direction. If you will run your race on your lane and following the rules, if you will win a trophy at the end of this life, you must ask the question, what must I do? So today, I encourage you to seek the Lord. Ask him, what must I do? And as you ask, remember that no one who asked was left unanswered. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word this morning. Lord Almighty, this morning we're asking for direction. Please, what must we do to run our races in line with your plans for our lives? Thank you for the answers that will begin to come our way. Take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.